only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friends. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. Today, we're going to talk about a heartwarming story that I'm sure will touch your heart. So please, watch it all the way through and let me know what you think. It's about an 11-year-old girl from Jacksonville, Florida, who was named an honorary Walmart truck driver at a local Walmart as part of Walmart's National Heart Program. Before we get into it, remember to like, subscribe, and also ring that notification bell. As a side note, please remember that in addition to my YouTube channel, you can also listen to my podcast on your favorite podcast player at Jim Campbell Trucking. Janaya Harvey, who was diagnosed with autism at birth, has been raised by her grandmother for the last 4 years following the death of her mother. Enjoyed her special day at Walmart on Lem Turner Road in Jacksonville, Florida, as part of the nationwide program called Walmart Heart. There was a ceremony for young Janaya, who said she has something special on her list. Quote, "I am enjoying it," she said. "I'm looking forward to getting a watch." She also received flowers, an official Walmart driver's uniform, a badge, and of course a ride, a real ride in a Walmart truck, and finished up with a shopping spree at Walmart. Check this out.
You are looking at Walmart's newest truck driver for the day. This is Janaya Harvey. She's 11 years old and was diagnosed with autism at birth.
Right?
She was excited for this day.
I mean, she wanted to get to what happened in the middle to get a watch.
She wanted to get a watch today.
Oh, I hope you get that watch, okay?
Okay.
A pretty cool ceremony to commemorate the day at the Walmart on Lem Turner Road. Drivers with the company started a nationwide program to make kids or adults with health challenges and military veterans feel special. Janaya got flowers, the official Walmart driver uniform and badge, and a ride in the truck. Walmart drivers, other employees, along with JSO and JFRD, were there to cheer her on. Then, it was time for a big shopping spree. This is all a moment Janaya's grandmother, Ramona Carswell, will never forget. Carswell has been raising her for the last 3 years after Janaya's mother died.
The biggest challenge is just learning how to cope without mom. Has been the most difficult one. She's very bright in school, catch on very well. And a lot of she's so intelligent, she does a lot of self-teaching herself.
A group of Walmart truck drivers started the HEART program back in 2006 in Indiana. That group was inspired by a boy who was diagnosed with leukemia, but his dream was to one day become a truck driver. Locally, Quasi McDowell is a part of the program as a driver. He and all others do these kinds of events on a volunteer basis, all just to put a smile on someone's face and show them that the community cares.
If you have a heart, and that's what Walmart Heart is about, right? To be able to be, to just spend 10 or 15 minutes with such a special child, right? It's just everything. That's what we're here for. It's good knowing that you're able to be able to touch someone's life for that moment, right? To see that smile, to maybe even see that tear, just to bring happiness to a child's life. I think that's what we were born to do.
To make this day one that this 11-year-old will never forget.
Now, it all started with Jack Scott, a young boy from Palestine, Texas, who was a very sick young man. He was diagnosed with leukemia and was required by doctors to stay up all night because he needed a medical test the next day. Jack's mother decided to take him to her local Walmart for the night as a means of keeping him awake and moving around. So Jack's mother contacted the local Walmart store manager and asked him if that would be an issue. To her surprise, the manager on duty at that Walmart said, "No, come on, bring him in." So he actually hung out with young Jack the entire time. And while he was there, he let young Jack test out every big toy that was in the store, ride every bicycle he wanted to, in order to help pass time. When asked what he wanted to be when he grew up, young Jack Scott replied that he wanted to be a truck driver. So Walmart management at that store arranged for young Jack to get a ride in one of their Walmart trucks. Four Walmart drivers, Ricky Oliver, Philip Hargrove, Denny Ewell, and Greg Carter, met up at the Walmart located in Seymour, Indiana for a driver's meeting back in 2006. While they were there at that Walmart for their meeting, they heard the story about young Jack Scott that had occurred a few years earlier, and they were inspired to do something similar. They came up with the Walmart Heart Program, which is designed to bring joy to sick and special needs children. The Walmart Heart Program makes participating children an honorary Walmart truck driver, provides them with Walmart shirts as a uniform, takes them on a truck ride, and tops it all off with a $250 shopping spree at Walmart. Quote, I don't know who said this, but one of us said, look, this is a great story about what they did several years ago with young Jack Scott. Why don't we do this as a program and we can touch more kids all over the United States with Walmart transportation, said Oliver. We had the right people at the right place and just all came together at that meeting we were having. The four drivers divided up the country and started visiting different distribution centers to recruit other drivers to participate. When it started, there was about 300 drivers in the program. Drivers can come and go in the program as they wish, participating at their leisure. So it's unknown how many drivers total have participated in the Walmart Heart Program since it launched. The group estimates it's well into the thousands by now. Hargrove said he thinks drivers get more out of it than the kids do. Quote, when we see the smiles on their faces, that's what makes it all really worth it. It's kind of hard to explain how big a blessing it is just to see these kids, Hargrove said. The truckers also form relationships with kids that they make honorary drivers. When the program was first getting off the ground, Carter made a high school-aged girl with brain cancer an honorary driver and took her for a truck ride. He gifted her a straw cowboy hat before they took their drive. Quote, I'd gotten her that straw hat, a cowboy hat, and I told her, now this is your driving cowboy hat. When you want to go truck driving, you've got to have on a good cowboy hat, Carter said. When she passed away, Carter attended the funeral. When he walked up to her casket, hanging on her coffin, quote, it makes a big impact on you. You become part of these families' lives. They welcome you in. They know that your heart is in the right place and you're trying to do something. All we're trying to do here is offer a reprieve of the bad times and let people know that somebody really, really cares about their children, about their family, Carter said. Everyone goes through personal issues, Yule said, but participating in the Walmart Heart Program is often an eye-opening experience for everyone involved. Quote, what I found a lot of times, the drivers will go out there and I think they're expecting something totally different. When they get there and get a sense of what's going on, they realize, you know, I was complaining this morning about my son or my daughter or my wife or work or about this or about that. Now that I've been here at Walmart Heart, I see this family and the thing they're going through, the things I'm dealing with at home, my minor problems, don't really amount to a whole lot, Yule said. The Walmart Heart Program has also inspired other charitable acts. Carter started a spinoff program called Feed Them for Freedom, an annual cookout for veterans and military personnel. The group has also hosted teddy bear giveaways and helped with Christmas charity events. The four men agree that the program that they started has become a special mission for them. I don't know about you, but I now have a newfound respect for Walmart and their drivers. It makes my heart swell with pride and joy than this day and age we currently live in, with all the craziness in our cities, with the media-driven false narrative that creates division amongst us, that we still have individuals in this world with goodness in their heart and genuine love for others. Please remember to like, subscribe, ring that notification bell, and as a side note, please remember that in addition to my YouTube channel, you can also listen to my podcast on your favorite player, Jim Campbell Trucking. Thanks a lot, my friends. Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.